Robert Burns.
Darlene Jacobs, Robert Burns.
Well, hello, Ms. Jacobs. How are you?
I'm good.
That's great.
What can I do for you?
Well, I was calling to, I am calling, you know, in official capacity for Sound Off Louisiana, I would imagine. And so basically, yesterday I was informed that Reverend Phillips will not be serving the next 4 years on the Louisiana Auctioneers Licensing Board, and that instead that you have been reappointed. And the explanation from the governor's office on that is that Governor Edwards had made a prior commitment to you to do that. So can I get a quote from you?
I don't think I can discuss it, Robert. I really can't. I mean, it is what it is. I have no animosity towards you and Freddie.
Uh-huh.
And the governor can appoint whomever he wants, as you know. We serve at the whim of the governor. If he doesn't want us, we're off. If he does want us, we're on. I don't take per diem or travel money or anything. Per diem, yeah. I don't take any of that, you know. I have a busy life schedule. I have no animosity towards anybody on the board or to you in Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
If the governor is the head of the state, he can appoint whomever he wants. And
but
I'm happy with whatever decision he makes.
But you won't confirm or deny the explanation?
I don't think I can do that. I think only the governor's office can do it.
Okay.
And it's not up to me to do it. I mean, if they want me to serve, fine. If he wants somebody else to serve, I'm not opposing it. He is the governor, and he's the head of state.
Oh, absolutely. Right. So,
and he can appoint whomever he wishes to appoint.
That's correct. Well, I will put
I tried to serve as best I could on the board. I don't know. I hope I did a good job, but I was sincere in everything I voted for.
I understand. I
voted my conscience, as you know.
Correct. And I will put that you neither confirmed nor denied.
No, because it's not my place to confirm or deny it, Robert. It's really not.
I understand.
Only the governor's office can do that.
I understand.
I really can't.
I understand. And
I did enjoy my term on the board. I enjoyed meeting people. I enjoyed your ideas and Freddie's ideas. And, you know, I hope to interchange with everybody else in the future.
Well, and you're repeatedly using past tense, but I'm assuming you are
I can't confirm it or deny it. I really can't.
No, you can't. You also can't confirm or deny your reappointment?
No, I really can't.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
I don't feel like I can confirm it. The governor's office, the governor's going to appoint whomever he wants to appoint.
Well, and as of now, that's ready, and it's still that way on the board.
Well, it is what it is. I mean, I don't control what the governor does, and, you know.
Right.
I think he's going to do a good job for the state, and, you know, I think he's going to do a good job for the board.
Yeah.
I have no animosity one way or the other, I can tell you.
I take you totally.
I'm a hard worker, and I'm a busy woman. You know, I run 3 businesses, so.
I take you totally as your word on that, so I appreciate your candor with me, and we'll just see. Well, let me ask you this. If you are asked to serve, and would you anticipate being at Tuesday's meeting?
You know, that would be up to whether or not they have everything in order with regard to the Secretary of State, and, you know, you got to file certain things, and, you know, that's going to be up to them.
Okay.
I don't know one way or the other whether or not I'm going to be at Tuesday's meeting. Right now, as I sit here today, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough, too. You've been totally candid and upfront, and I really do appreciate it.
If they have everything in order and every, you know, whatever it is, I mean, I'll be there at Tuesday's meeting. If they don't, then I can't vote, so there's no need for me to go.
Correct.
If they want me to go, I can. It is on my schedule because I had planned to go before. I knocked out the whole year when we had the dates.
Right, right. All righty. Well, that sounds great, and I appreciate the candor that you've shared with me. And
well, I mean, I try to be honest with everybody.
Correct. Well,
I really do. I don't have any animosity towards you or Freddie.
Correct, and that's the way I will report it, that the statement that there was a prior commitment made would not be confirmed or denied by Ms. Jacobs.
No, no.
It'll be up to the governor.
I can't. It's up to the governor to say, and it's still up to the governor to do what he wants to do.
Right.
Whatever he wants to do, you know, I respect that because you serve at the whim. I've been on boards before,
right.
And you serve at the whim of the governor.
Yeah, you told me you originally wanted the real estate commission, you know, quite a long time ago, and you told me exactly what happened.
I resigned from it.
Yeah, you told me exactly what happened.
I resigned from it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know. I try to do good work.
That's so.
And that's all I'm really interested in, is doing good work for the state.
That sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Ms. Jacobs.
Right.
You have an enjoyable weekend.
Same to you.
All right, bye-bye.
See, I can get too confused already.
Not to worry. Dale Brown calls us the Ebony and Ivory team. And when I'm, you know, Dale Brown, LSU basketball team.
You will miss me. You would miss me if I wasn't up there.
Well, that's true.
You may think you're not, but you would.
I never said I wouldn't miss you. What? No, I would definitely miss you. I don't think you'd miss me. We've shared. Hey, you're one of the few that's willing to carry on a conversation with me prior to the meeting.
Well, I mean, I think everybody should have their say on the board. I mean, it should be an independent board, and it should be open. And I've said that before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, we're working for the good of the auctioneers.
There you go.
And in past years, I've seen the profession of auctioneers slipping, and that concerns me.
Yes.
It really does. And it concerns you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is why you do what you do.
Correct.
Maybe together we can build up esteem for the profession.
There you go. Well, yeah, it was the profession that I enjoyed the most of my working career.
You should go back to it. And I've told you that.
Yeah.
If I were on the board, I would vote for you to get your license.
Well, I'm sure I could get my license back, but there are going to have to be a lot of improvements before I'll be back.
Well, then, you need to work to try to make those happen.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I believe I'm doing.
And that's what you like being an auctioneer. You had a great slogan. Auction sells fair. That's a slogan.
Well, thank you.
You did. And you were a great auctioneer, but you've got to keep moving forward, and on these boards and commissions and different things, because I'm in several different professions, I've never held it against anybody.
Right.
People get elected and they don't get elected, and they get appointed and they don't get appointed. I've never taken it personal.
But there you go.
And I won't in the future.
That sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Jacobs.
Okay,
you have an enjoyable weekend.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.